Two of Stanley's three companions had died of disease earlier in the expedition, but the last one, Francis Pocock, felt a surge of confidence when he saw tall, white cliffs rising up on the right bank of the river, because they reminded him of the cliffs at Dover, near where he was brought up in Kent. "I feel we are nearing home," he enthused. The confidence was premature. A short distance further west, and the Stanley Pool narrowed dramatically, choked through a narrow, rocky cleft only a few hundred meters across. Stanley could have had no idea what other perils lurked beyond these first cataracts, but he was later to describe how, in the space of just a few meters, the entire character of the Congo was transformed.